This is Illinois Public Media, WILL. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with some prices and analysis from the overnight and current trade in the marketplace. Futures like this now. July futures for the soft red winter wheat today at $6.87, six and a quarter higher at this hour. July futures in the corn pit from Chicago up 9 at $6.64. September corn trading at $5.75 and a quarter, up 3.5. And December at $5.36 and three quarters, up 3.75. March corn, 547.5, 3.5 cents higher. July soybeans at 1509, down 7.5. The August at 1428, 6 cents lower. And September at 1335 and a quarter, down 7.25. November beans at 1288, 10.25 lower at this hour. And January at 1292 and three quarters, down 11 cents. Bean meal futures at 449.70, down a dollar. Bean oil at 48.65, up 17. June live cattle at 118.87.5. That's a 12.5 cent loss. Feeders in the August at 143.42.5, up 2.5. But the SEPs at 145.90 are down 32.5 cents. And July lean hogs today at $98.12.5 are a dime higher at this hour. Let's check in with the analysis. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, is on the phone line. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, let's start with the overnight trade, what you saw, and then maybe some of the reports that were out earlier this morning.
Well, we saw a weakness from the get-go there last night at 7 o'clock, just on a favorable weather forecast, and ideas we'll see some improvement in the crop conditions as we move along and through here. But as we traded overnight, got into European trade and early trade here in the U.S., we did see some buying interest. Corn got down to some lower levels that we found support in the past. When you look at the corn chart, particular December corn, it seems like we're making a low about every 3.5 to almost 4 weeks. In through here, we seem to find some news to give us some strength. Technically, we approached some oversold statuses, and now we're in a position here maybe to correct that somewhat. You know, as far as a substantial move here, it's going to be awful hard to get that to materialize here until we see a change in weather pattern. Same thing in the beans. The November bean chart, Fibonacci retracement levels here, 1277. In the November contract, that kind of held there last night, giving the trade a little bit of confidence here to see some buyers come back into the marketplace. Wheat made new low for the move here. It's got a hook reversal outside up on the chart starting to materialize here. If we can maintain these gains as we go into the 115 close. So fundamentally, some mixed news. Technically, we're seeing some encouraging news. From the chartist point of view here, if things can hold together here as we go into late afternoon trade time.
It should be friendly at least for the time being, but as you look out further to the fall and the harvest months and into the 2013-14 marketing year, do things remain friendly or do they turn lower based on a normal growing condition from this time forward?
I think the normal growing conditions, barring no change in the weather pattern here, we're in this time window here where over the last few years we've seen from one extreme to the other as we move into the 4th of July holiday. They are expecting a blocking high pressure ridge this June 29th through July 3rd, but it's not anticipated to stay hold. Back to your question, barring no weather surprises here, as a producer we kind of feel the risk is still to the downside as we move into this fall, Todd.
And how far down?
Well, that's a good question. Looking at the original analytical approach that we put together from last winter there, December futures, you know, the downside risk could be this 4.5 area. November soybean futures, 1250, still remains as downside targets. Barring no surprises here as we go through the growing season.
Let's come back to the short term and talk about what might happen in the marketplace, in particular for corn. There's always been and has been some talk and even some movement about the import of corn into the United States. That usually comes into the Southeast, but I think there are folks worried that New Orleans might become a port of entry as well. Do you suspect that will happen?
I think it will happen. It's going to have to happen because the supplies are just not available. When you look at basis, it remains strong. You look at the trade, the bull spread will continue to work. We'll be into July deliveries. We expect zero July deliveries at this point in time. And we got the stocks report here at the end of the month, and we feel that's going to continue to show a tight old crop situation here. So the bull spread, the July versus the D, should continue to work here until we see some available supplies. But when you talk about imports, we're not talking a billion bushel imports. We're just talking about importing enough here to get us by until this new crop in the south becomes more available, especially to the feeder. The feeder's kind of struggling in through here if he's not covered.
Speaking of the stocks report, by the time we get to September, we should be out of the old crop, and the new crop corn will have come in so late from the south, as you just suggested, maybe 3 weeks behind. I suppose that stocks report might be more reliable in the case of the industry thought about it than it has been for a couple of years.
Well, we're going to get back into the old thing we've been into forever, is we're going to rob a new crop to fulfill old crop demand, but the lateness of the new crop is definitely going to keep those numbers questionable. The key is how wet they want to harvest and how much drying expense they want to incur to do that. With the current premiums here, there's going to be every incentive there is to get that new crop into the marketing channel to sell that old crop demand.
It looks like from the CME group that the feeder cattle pit is fairly quiet this morning.
Yeah, cattle's interesting. Still looking at the tightest inventory numbers in recent history here. Demand just continues to be sloppy. I think it's a combination of, health concerns, people switching to maybe a little bit more poultry. But the price is the big thing. When you look at a good old pork chop versus a good old ribeye steak, there's just no comparison there. And we're just seeing this demand shift, and it's being reflective in the price of hogs. We're looking at wholesale pork belly prices, bacon over $2 a pound. That's just unheard of. Bacon continues to sizzle, being the strong commodity here. Even in the poultry side, wing sales continue to be strong. We've just seen a complete flip here. Consumption of beef continues just to drop like a rock. At some point in time and through here with these lower prices, we expect beef prices to come back, but we're just not quite there yet, Todd.
Kurt, thanks so much.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us on the closing market report, rather the opening market report on this Monday.
Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
A quick look at what the numbers are doing right now in Chicago. July corn at 664.5, up 9.5 cents. December at 536.5, up 3.5. July beans at $15.09¾, down 6 cents. And the September beans at $13.35, 7.5 lower. November at $12.88.5, down 9¾. Bean meal futures at $4.50.10, down 60. Bean oil at $48.73, 25 cents lower. August live cattle at $118.10, that's down 22.5 at the hour. September feeders at $145.85 are now down 37.5, and the August lean hogs at $96.85 are a dime higher on the afternoon. The outside markets show crude oil at $98.15 a barrel, up 30 cents, and the RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline, at $2.88.09. That's down 6 tenths. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. I'm Yovi Extension's Todd Gleason.